This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The MTA's Inspector General says the agency is not doing a good job tracking its overtime payments. Mike Sugarman has details.
A damning report from the MTA's own Inspector General says the MTA has no way to know if its employees really work the overtime they say they do, and that the top 75 overtime earners made over $7 million last year.
We've known for a while that there were a handful of people at the MTA who were really padding overtime and potentially abusing the system.
Ken Girardin of the Albany-based Empire Center for Public Policy is not surprised. His group did a similar survey earlier this year and found one worker made more than $300,000 in overtime, and the 20 made more than the boss, Andy Byford.
Looking at the subway, overtime is up 87% over the past 5 years.
Is it legit? The report says no one knows. The MTA says it will look at what the Inspector General has presented. In Midtown, Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Yankees face a must-win situation in Game 5 tonight against the Astros. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is joining us live from Yankee Stadium. Peter?
And the Yankees are on the field taking batting practice on what is another cool, crisp autumn afternoon. This could be the final game of the season for the Yankees. The Bombers have lost two straight here at home and trailed 3-1. But Steven Root isn't giving up.
You got to win four. They have three, not four. So they got work ahead of them because, like I said, these Yankees are always a hit away from giving you some nightmares.
The Yankees left 10 runners on base last night, and Ken Armitage of Ramsey knows that needs to change.
You got to get some bats in crucial situations here. The pitching's been doing what they've been doing all year, going to the bullpen, staying close. They've got to get the right hits.
Of the 23 teams to hold a 3-1 lead in the ALCS, 22 have won the series. That bodes well for the Astros, but of course, that's why they play the game. First pitch comes up in about 2 hours from now.
Protesters rallied outside City Hall today, demanding the city spend more to end homelessness. Rich Lamb was there.
Protesters chanted for shame, de Blasio's to blame, and held signs reading, de Blasio, you're killing us. Homeless advocate Joanza Williams.
The city council voted to build four new borough-based jails with a $9 billion price tag. So we have the opportunity to build jails with $9 billion, but we don't have billions of dollars to house the homeless. It is not right.
Assembly member Eulene New warned,
any one of us could be homeless. The housing prices now are insanely high, the cost of living here untenable.
The advocates declared deeply affordable permanent housing is the solution and complained the city is not delivering it. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
An 8-year-old boy died this afternoon when the boat he was riding in overturned in the Hudson River in Haverstraw. He was one of 7 children thrown into the river along with an adult. The boy who died was wearing a life vest. Rescuers performed CPR on him and rushed him to Nyack Hospital, where he died. No one else was injured. To the Weather Center, our chief meteorologist Craig Allen. Chilly one tonight at the stadium, huh?
It is once again, especially since the wind is still gusting between 25 and 30 miles per hour and really not going to calm down all that quickly. Not certainly for the start of the game, but maybe as the game starts to go along in innings, it'll start getting a little bit lighter. The wind will, but the temperature will be dropping too, down to around 50 and probably into the 40s before the game is through. 40 to 45 for an overnight low in the city, 30s with frost in many suburbs. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs near or a little over 60. Not a bad day. Definitely better than Sunday. Have to tell you, some of the weather maps, some of the regional high-res weather maps are indicating that what's left of Nestor, the newly formed, newly named Nestor, will certainly give us a soaking Sunday, late Sunday or Sunday night, especially south and east of the city. So we have to keep an eye on that. Sunday's high within a few degrees of 60. Right now, 54, humidity 52%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.